Maggie Malone from Nebraska.
What do you compete in, first of all?
Javelin.
And what do you do as far as like a superstition or pregame ritual?
I always have to set out my clothes in the order that I put them on before for the next day. And then the day of, I always watch the movie Facing the Giants, which is a Christian movie. And then I read at least 2 chapters of Mind Gym. It's my favorite book, on the same day. Well, and then I always wear the same like uniform and everything. I never change it. But I do wash him. The day of, I always do the same warm-up and everything. I never change that. About 30 minutes before we go out, then I put my headphones in, lay down, put a towel over my head, and listen to the Titans film score, and do visualization of me succeeding in javelin.
Taryn Walford, also from the University of Nebraska. I always have to wear the same pair of socks every time, and my left shoe would always have to be the first one on. And after I would warm up, I'd have to retie my shoes.
John Teeters.
And what do you do before you race the 100?
I always have to jump as high as I can. It's just something I do. I don't know why. I just jump really, high, and then I run.
My name is Kelsey Abbey, and I'm from Indiana University.
And which event do you compete in?
Pole vault. I think when I was younger, toward the beginning of my collegiate career, I had a lot of superstitions, so I would always, eat the same thing for breakfast. I'd always have my oatmeal, and I was really weird about, how much coffee I would have. But I think as I've gotten older, I've grown out of those superstitions a little bit, because you can't control everything, and the circumstances aren't always going to be the same, so you have to learn how to just kind of roll with what's happening.
I'm Sydney Clute. There's this big joke this year that I've PR'd pretty much every meet that my mom hasn't been at this year. So there's been a big joke that she wasn't supposed to come to Nationals, but she's here. I don't really believe that that's the case, so I'm ready to PR.
My name is Michelle Bates. My daughter is Emma Bates. She runs for Boise State. She's a 10K and a 5K runner. Well, I always tell her to remember I can. So on the palm of my hand with a black magic marker, I always write "you can" for her, and I hold that in my hand through her whole race.
My name is Mark Stepp, and his name is Tyler Stepp. He's the long jumper here this weekend. Try to wear the same ETSU shirt to show some support, and always say a prayer for him to not to win, but for him to just be able to do his best, and that's what we do.
I'm Megan Patrignelli, and I compete in steeplechase. The only ritual that I try to, that I like to do, is to have salmon the night before for dinner.
Why salmon?
I don't know. I just had it once and I felt really good. So every time I've had it, I felt good. So I kind of just stick with it. Yeah, it's a lucky fish.
And you're her mom, right?
Patty Patrignelli. Dimes are my lucky symbol. And if I have a dime on me, I just feel good and secure that she's going to do well. I've been doing that for years since she started college. And I'll find dimes as I'm walking to her meets and whatnot. So it's just become a little symbol for me.
Devin Allen from University of Oregon. I do the 110 hurdles and the 4x4. I'll make sure I take a shower right before I come to the track.
So even if you woke up and took a shower and then it's like you don't compete till 6, you'll still take one and 4.
Right before, yep.
You don't miss that.
No, never.
Have you done it today?
Yep, I did. Just did it probably 30 minutes ago.